following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
If you ever get a chance to come to Memphis, you know you're going to be craving some of that food, because that's one of the things that we do have. Aside from just the music and the, you know, the touristy stuff, you know, you got Beale Street, you've got, what else do you have? Well, there's Elvis's place. There's all of that. Yes, granted. And there's also Central Barbecue, man. Oh, yeah. That's the place to go to get the real deal. Those of us that live here, well, we're sort of spoiled by it, to be quite frank with you, because there is just so much to be had here. Oh, my God, it is so good. Three locations here in the Memphis area, which is wonderful. So when you do come to Memphis, get on over to Central and sample some of the slow-smoked, the ribs, the pulled pork. Oh, my God, it's so good. And then when you go home, you'll have a nice memory about it. But, hey, there's a nice thing else that you can do. Go to the banner at radio-memphis.com, the one that says Central Barbecue. It's got the pig on it. Yeah, click on that. You can order some of that fine food and have it delivered right to your door anywhere here in the United States of America. It's just that simple. Yeah, get you some of that stuff. Get the taste of Memphis right there to your doorstep. That's just it. You know, there are some cities that claim, oh, we have the best barbecue and we've got the best barbecue. Only one place in the United States has the unofficial, it's the official, really. It's the Super Bowl of swine. And it's the World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest. They have it here because this is the home of that slow-smoked goodness. Get some of it. Have it delivered to you. Central Barbecue. Look for their banner at radio-memphis.com. Okay, let's get started with the show. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Oh my God, Christmas is over. Thank the good baby Jesus that it's all behind us. You know, those of you who know me know that I'm not a huge fan of the holiday. Some of you actually share that sentiment, which makes me feel pretty good. I don't like it for different reasons. I don't like it because it's not, you know, it's turned into this commercialized thing, and people will turn into complete and absolute horrible ass, more so than usual, because people suck in general. They really do. They're mean, they're unclean, they say and do shitty things, and then they try and make it up by, you know, being nice every once in a while. That's not the way it's supposed to be, really. It isn't. I try to be the same to everybody. I really do. And when you run across somebody who's just being a mean prick, there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do about it. You know, you just kind of, okay, I feel for you. I feel for you, butt wipe, but, you know, it's not going to listen to your shit. And that's just it. You have to find ways to completely avoid dealing with this and letting it get you down. Part of the holiday depression is that, I think it's that very thing. And the nice thing about... There is a good thing about holiday depression is that it ends pretty quickly. We're not far from it. I don't necessarily suffer from too much holiday depression, but, you know, I don't know. I just have my things about this holiday. I mean, this year we just kind of phoned it in, believe it or not. I mean, yeah, there's a tree up at the house. I put it together. I hung the lights on it because the wife asked me to. And I said, look, that's as far as I'm going with it. You decorate it however you see fit. As of the recording of this episode, it has not been done. Because really, neither one of us really are giving two shits about it, you know? I've been hit with a couple of extra bills and wound up having to, you know, I lose money. It's just, it always happens that way toward the end of the year. You know, people just being unreasonable about so many things. People being assholes. People being just impossible sometimes. And it's tough. And it's a hard way to approach it. Well, you know, it's supposed to be about, you know, everybody has to be nice to each other. And everybody has to be nice, but you don't need one day of the year to be nice to somebody. It should be that way all the time. Is that too much to ask? Apparently so. It's difficult. Because for a lot of people, being an asshole, being a very difficult human being is the only way they are, they have two modes. They have on and off. On, asshole. Off, asleep. And sometimes they can be assholes in their sleep. See my ex-wife about that. However, having said all that, when people are that, I don't know, like that, you tell yourself, you know, someday it's going to come piling onto you. You keep saying that. Someday you're going to get what's coming. You get what you give. I thoroughly believe in karma. And I'm questioned by, I'm torn by part of that because I'm wondering if I am supposed to be the one who actually has to enforce said karma. Am I the one that gets to, you know, knock this son of a bitch down a couple of pegs? Because or do I just have to just simply smile and say to myself, God, what an asshole, and turn and walk away? Because I'm in a unique position than most people in that I'm in the public eye. And when you're in the public eye, you can't take your personal proclivities, your personal problems, your personal issues, your picadillos, whatever you want to call them, and air them out. You can't necessarily call someone out because somebody out there witnessing whatever it is that I am doing or whatever it is that I am saying will be confused. And then now all of a sudden it will turn out that, wow, Rick's one of those people. So I am then forced to have to take my fight, if you will, take my angers, take my issues to a private location with that individual and somehow restrain myself from breaking their neck or putting them into the hospital, verbally abuse them to my personal satisfaction, and then smile and walk away, knowing that I have completed the task I was set forth to set out. See, you folks, most of you that aren't in the public light, you know, in the light like that, get it, that's what Facebook is. It's turned into that. I saw some stuff earlier today. I mean, it just, you know, the vague booking, I don't see so much. I know it's still out there, but I don't see so much of it. I do see a lot of drama. Lots and lots of drama, and there'll be somebody that'll, you know, openly, you know, they'll be, you know, talking about so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that, and I'll never do this again, and blah, 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 and then there's these comments that come in and go, oh, what's the matter? It's okay. I love you. We love you. Not so much. You know, there is no real love in social media. It doesn't exist. That's why it's called a like button. It's because you kind of lean in that direction. You know, it's along the lines of when you see a post that says, oh, make sure you go to the bathroom before you look at this video because I peed my pants when I looked at it. Which means, and what that is code for is, it's just not funny, don't waste your time with it, move along. Or, this is so funny, you'll want to share this with everybody. No, it's not. First of all, it's not your material. And second of all, it's not funny. And, you know, along the way, there's all those political posts. I'm thumbing through it now, and I'm quite impressed because Star Wars has been out. Episode 7. I have not seen it, so I'm not going to give you any spoilers. Not that I would, because that'd be just kind of an asshole-y thing to do. And to be honest with you, I haven't seen any people in social media that have spoiled it. I mean, most of the people that I have in my feed, that shows up in my feed. Because, yes, I'm one of those people, I tailor-make my feed. If I don't like what you're doing or what you're saying, or if I don't agree with you, I'm not going to unfriend you. I'm going to block you. I'm going to unfollow you. I'm not going to see your posts. Because I don't have to. I'm tired of it, but I have not seen any spoilers, and I haven't really seen anybody who's even threatened to make any spoilers, which is good. It's, you know, that's a cool thing. So everybody's being real cool about it. I haven't talked to anybody who's seen the film yet. Jeff and I were talking just the other night about it, and he was planning on going during the week, catch a matinee or something like that, which is maybe something I may try and do myself. Just so I can say that I've seen it. I'm a little nervous about it, even though the reviews are really good, and that's a good thing. And I had reason to be nervous. J.J. Abrams he's not that good of a director. Let's be honest here. The Star Trek franchise that he has done enormous damage to is really quite... Into the Darkness really was a pile of shit. It really was. It's an action film with references to Star Trek. And as far as Star Wars goes, you've got the six existing films. Well, now there's a seventh, but the six existing films. And the issue with that is out of those six films, only two of them were really good. Episode 4 and Episode 5. The very first two from 1977 and another one, what, 79, 80 when it came out. And that was A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. Episode 6, and in the prequels, whoo, Lord have mercy, Stinkfest. But I think a lot of people had the same feeling about how nervous that they would be going in to see this new installation of the film, you know, Episode 7, The Force Awakens, which left, they did a great marketing campaign on it. They made a shit ton of money off of it, which is fantastic. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff there. So, I will see it. I'm sure it'll be fine, and that'll be that. So, and as far as that, I don't really have anything else to add regarding that film. But what I was getting at was that in social media, I have been fortunately spared any spoiler activity on it because I think people have, you know, been kind enough to not do that. Instead, since they have nothing else to talk about, there's all the other drama, and it's the assholishness that shows up quite a bit. And I get it. I cannot get it. I get it. I understand. It's not that I can't. I was just something caught my eye. That people have their lives. They have their inclinations. They have their points of view, and they have no one else to share that with. So therefore, social media becomes that thing. And even that is beginning to wane off some. I'm starting to see that now. Now I'm starting to see some things that I really like to see. You know, cat videos, pictures of dogs, videos of dogs doing goofy things. Seeing some of my musician friends doing very well, or talking about the shows that they have. You know, seeing various bits of news. Although, if you notice, Facebook is really not the place to get news. You might hear of something that has gone on, but the real details you have to really kind of hunt down and check out. So yeah, that's all there. That's a thing, and that's you know, such as that. This is episode 98, and probably by far the weakest of the 98 episodes. If I've lost you, I've lost you. It's the way it goes. There's really not much more left. There's a retrospective I'm going to do next week. You'll hear about that here in a moment. And then we start off episode 100 in 2 weeks with something. I don't know, but it's a completely different show by that point. So, you know, because when I came into this, the idea was there was none. There was no real idea. It started with this concept of perhaps I would tell you stories about some of the things that happened to me in my long and winding career as a broadcaster. And, you know, that I've had several of those episodes where we talked about these things and some stuff that was very important and stuff I needed to get off my chest because I wasn't going to write a book. I'm still not going to. I think it's book writing at that on something like that really serves no purpose. It just doesn't. It's, you know, you can peruse the other episodes and find the ones that are relevant to that. And that's all well and good. Now, that doesn't mean that there are some things that I haven't talked about that'll come up, because it will in the new format of the show. We are still going to have a little moment or so in there where something will have happened that I will talk about and get into some detail with. So, you know, with that in mind, that's the way that'll happen. So that's, you know, that's a decent thing there. And I'm really so looking forward to having this change. It's been an enormous amount of work, but the idea of doing it this way makes it better, I think, in some way, shape, or form, at least for you folks, you know, for the listeners. And it's a fantastic thing that by bringing to you conversations with people that I personally find interesting, that you, I'm sure, will find as interesting, as at least we hope, and have some fun with it, is the old idea. You know, sitting here and listening to one guy just run his mouth for, I don't know, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever the case may be, can only really kind of carry you so far. And especially once I feel like sometimes I'm just running out of really things that I give a shit. And that's just it. You know, I guess part of my observations with people, I've run the gamut. I feel like I have done all of it. I have sat down. I have looked into the crevices of my own mind and to see if there was anything of interest to bring out for you folks. And maybe we have, maybe in the past we have done that. But at the same time, there's really only so much of that I even feel is even important. You know, I talk about people being assholes and stuff like that, but, you know, really talking about it does nothing. You know, being offended about something does nothing. It doesn't solve the problem. When you're offended, nothing happens. If you're insulted, nothing happens. So you're insulted. There's no side effect of it. You're insulted by something. If I'm insulted by what an asshole says or does, that's really, you just choose to let it go and move along, and then try, as hard as it is, try not to let this sort of thing ruin your day. And some days, it doesn't always work out that way, which is the way I guess it's supposed to be. Sometimes we have to suck it up and put our best foot forward and try and ignore it as much as we can and realize that that person is who that person is and I don't have to deal with that person or I'm tired of dealing with it and I'll find a solution in some way, shape, or form. And maybe, you know, maybe that's how you learn. I don't know. So, you know. In the process of this, it's been very enjoyable. I'll tell you that being somewhat ranty in this long form has been good. It's been amusing, and I've heard from a lot of folks who have been amused by it. But they're also looking forward to the new format, which is that's coming up right around the corner. All we got to do is get through one more of these, and if you want to get an idea what that is, check this out.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Dig this, kids. This is the 99th episode of the show, and I've been looking forward to this. I've been looking back at the shows a little bit, sort of a retrospective, I guess, and seeing some of the things that we've gotten into. This is what I needed. I needed about 100 weeks to just get some stuff out of my system, and I did, and I've never felt better about it. It's been wonderful. And we did this. I blew out two computers in the process of producing this show. We swapped into different types of broadcast equipment, different recording equipment, different software editing things. And all of it happened relatively seamless. It's been an interesting run.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, Player.fm, Stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
I had said in the past that if you are looking for some really groovy gifts, if you're looking for some stuff that you have somebody that's hard to buy for, or something that you're looking for very specifically, those of you in Memphis are very familiar with Wizards, 1999 Madison Avenue. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. They've got some of the greatest and unusual gifts you can ever find. Or those of you outside of here that want to shop there as well, because it is a cool place, take a look at them online. You can find their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. Look for Wizards. Click on it. Go into the store and get yourself something cool and unique. Didn't get what you wanted for Christmas? Get it from there, and they'll mail it right to you. Or if you're in town, look for them in Midtown, 1999 Madison Avenue. 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wizards. Because it's still smoking. There was an episode I did some time ago it was earlier this year, where I had referred to you folks as my therapist, because sometimes sitting here and talking about it seems to help. And today was not one of those days. Nothing against you. You did nothing wrong. You people don't do anything wrong. You're perfect in my mind. But today, I've just, you know, oh, Rick, you sound like you're just kind of, kind of dancing between the raindrops here, bro. You know, what's going on? You know, I've been pissed off. I've had a day today where I have been annoyed by the actions of an individual. And I cannot, and this is what this, well, tell us who it is, bro. We'll take care of it. See, I can't. I really cannot do that, because if I did, it would just really sort of make matters worse. And it's nothing that I can't handle on my own, but when the time comes for me to handle it, I certainly will. It's just sometimes the load gets too much to bear. You know what I mean? It just gets a little too thick. Sometimes putting on the boots to wade into the bullshit, the boots aren't tall enough. Sometimes the shovel handle is not long enough. Some days you just don't want to deal with it. You don't want to fuck with it. And that happens. And today was one of those days. And it's nothing against you folks, you know. And you know, it is always nice to sit down. At least I can, you know, chat for a bit. As you know, you've already heard the tease of what's coming next. I'm about to wrap it up and get on out of here, because I got to head down to the radio station because of a show that I'm about to get into this evening. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. That'll help bring me around, and that'll be a good thing. So, you know, such as it is. In the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this thing. Please share it. Make sure you spread it around. That actually helps me out more than you'll ever know. Share it. Tell people about it. You can find it, of course, of all the places that Joel mentioned a moment ago. The home of it is at Podbean. You can go to podbean.com, look for my name there. Or we actually have a Blogspot page. So it's rickcheddar.blogspot.com. You can go in there and take a look at it, see all the episodes, comment on it, write on whatever you'd like to do. And if you want to drop me a line, you can do so, radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. All right, I'm done. I'm out of here. We'll see you next time. You heard what's coming up. And in the meantime, please don't be such an asshole. Take care of yourself. Take care of one another. And we'll see you then. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.